Try the salami, Tommy. Give with the gravy, Davey. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
That's how Cab Calloway did it in our theme for Eats and Beats. How about that, Chef Jeff?
I love it. That's awesome.
Today's menu. All right. Jeff Cook from the Table Public House joins us on this episode of Eats and Beats. Not just the chef at the Table Public House, but founder and executive director of this program that brings together recovery and the culinary arts. Sounds so fancy. The culinary arts.
It is a fancy word, isn't
it? You have only a special double-breasted suit, man. You're looking good there.
Oh, I appreciate that.
It's all clean. He hasn't started yet.
Yeah, exactly. I like to throw a little dust on myself so it looks like I work every now and again, you know?
Hey, tell us about the Table Public House. Where is this eatery at? And you got an anniversary coming up.
Yeah, so we just celebrated 2 years, a couple months ago.
A
couple months ago.
Yeah.
2 years open. But we're located on 2190 South Platte River Drive, just off of Santa Fe and Evans. And
it's a big spot. It's coffee.
It's coffee. We've got 18 taps. Full bar.
Taps, yep. Full bar.
Full food menu.
A real restaurant.
And we have an event space in the back that we can get up to 120 people.
All right. It's called the Table Public House right there on South Platte at Evans.
Yes.
Now, part of the program there, and everybody calls their food program, it used to be like, well, what's on the menu? No, it's a program. We have a drink program. We have a coffee program. We have a beverage program. Your program actually goes beneath the surface a little bit in the way you serve and the way you prepare all the stuff that's happening there at the Table Public House.
Yeah. Chef is about the culinarians helping entrepreneurial folks.
C-H-E-F.
C-H-E-F.
Okay, I got it.
So we're about just giving a hand up to folks that need it. Had a bump in life, whether it was a legal issue. Just whatever happened, unemployment, addiction issues, come to us and we'll help you with the culinary training. We have 4 recovery meetings a week focused on mental health and addiction issues. Mm. We do trauma-based yoga every Friday. On top of the culinary training, we really just want to give folks the support and encouragement they need to reboot and get back out there.
So in order to continue with this mission, obviously being this is the nonprofit side of the this establishment, you're always looking for volunteers who have some expertise in some areas.
Yeah, we ask volunteers that can come in and teach some cooking classes, mm-hmm. Baking and pastry classes. Come in and help with our kitchen math or interview skills. Any hiring manager or supervisor could come in and do, I call it speed dating. We'll set up a slew of managers and just have our students hit, 10 minutes with each hiring person and get feedback on interview skills.
So how many people on a daily basis benefit from the program how does it fluctuate?
Yeah, so every Tuesday we start new students. We are a registered apprenticeship program through the National Restaurant Association as well. Mm. But right now we currently have 6 folks that are with us in training. Mm-hmm. 3 of them are apprentices, and the other 3 are just completing the program and will be moving into either job search or apprenticeship.
Chef Jeff Cook is with the Table Public House there on South Platte River Drive at Evans. And the organization behind that, training folks in the kitchen, it's called Chef. So the training program and of course we know recovery is lifelong, but the training program is how long?
We offer a 4-week training program.
Okay, wow. Not to put you on the spot, but the food service industry has this reputation of substance abuse, if you will. There ought to be a better way to put it. But there are more and more folks who are living clean and sober and serving our food. And it's kind of a thing now, kind of a movement.
Absolutely. There's a lot of organizations out there. Chow, for example, very supportive in our industry. You know, I fell into the scene early on, over 30 years ago, and that's what drew me was the party lifestyle, and it about killed me.
Yeah.
And so today, you know, I've been in recovery for over 23 years, mm-hmm. and I just want to share, you know, my two passions, recovery and culinary, and it is a bigger movement in the food industry for sure.
Well, speaking of culinary, I am looking now at the menu. So you get to the good stuff.
Tablepublichouse.com.
Yes.
What do you like?
Well, you know, I'm always fascinated with bison, and then when you add some jalapeno to it, jalapeno bison sausage sandwich and appetizer, it sounds extraordinary.
What else is on the chef on your menu today, chef?
Yeah.
So we have our crab cakes are homemade, and I've heard that we almost are as good as the East Coast crab cakes.
They're still moving on the plate.
So on the website
we're
here.
Move, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of them. Definitely look, you know, we're on our way, man.
Watch yourself, Abby. careful.
I'll be coming.
everything's fresh, locally. They have gardens over there?
Yeah, so the table, who owns the Table Public House, mm-hmm. Their focus is the urban gardening. And they have 18 gardens in the community there. And last year, they grew and gave away over 6,000 pounds of vegetables back to the community. So we're going to be taking those vegetables into our training and into our menu. Coming real soon, we have some spinach we've used for spinach pesto, for salad. We've got some arugula coming, mm-hmm. Radishes. So it's going to start to get real fresh, real farm-to-table here.
Farm-to-table is kind of those key words that everybody's using. But when you're served a plate and it's really fresh, it's like it makes such a difference.
Yeah, we have an herb garden right next to our building there, the Table Public House.
So you teach them how to get out there and pinch the herbs and smell them and make sure they're right.
Exactly, yeah.
So you've only been around 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and how are things going? Is it picking up? Are the word getting out? Because this sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, we are getting busier on a daily basis. Yeah. We have a lot of regulars, and we thank those regulars, word of mouth. But we get folks off the bike path that they come in and they'll be like, this is my first time here. You know, it's the first words are, this place has a really cool vibe.
Yeah.
We don't know what that vibe is, but it's a cool vibe. You know, we have a kids play area and we try to promote local Colorado. You know, all of our beers are Colorado. A good portion of our liquors are Colorado. Our coffee is local.
Chef Jeff Cook with TablePublicHouse.com. It's run by the Table Urban Farm. And your culinary program is really providing help and training for folks to get it straight and get into a wonderful. I pray and I'm so grateful for the people that cook food for me and feed me. It's God's work, man. I'm telling you. It's a mission and it's awesome.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate it.
I really appreciate hearing that. You know, we just want to help people get back into the path, the rhythm, you know, and it drives me to see success.
Jeff, thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it. And we'll continue to wish good things and try to help connect the dots here where, you know, donations and are always appreciated. On the chef program, and obviously people of professionals who have a little time to donate are always welcome as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so we'll continue to do that.
TablePublicHouse.com, right out South Platte River Drive at Evans. Chef Jeff Cook, thanks.
What time do you open?
We're open at 8 o'clock, Tuesday through Sunday.
And it sounds like a long day. What time do you close?
9 o'clock.
Yeah,
p.m.
Okay. All right. That's cool. All right. Let's get back into some music.
Yes, put me down for that bison sandwich there.
All right. Right on.
Let's hear from our friend Steve Kovalchek on guitar. This is called Pick Your Switch on Kubo Jazz. Good morning. It's 12 before 9.